This is an ABC podcast.
Corey, it's that time! Are you ready for Name That Space Sound?
Ooh. What's my space sound again? Is that like a Blink-182 cover?
It could be.
It could be.
It could relate to space. We know Tom DeLonge loves a good space yarn.
Friend of the show, Tinfoil Hats, sponsored by Tom DeLonge.
Totally.
He's probably going to sue us for that, but don't sue us, Tom. We're friends of the show.
We love you.
We love you. And please reach out because I would like some tickets to
Big fan.
Big fan. Look,
previous emo kid here.
Previous emo kid here. And shout out to Tom DeLonge. And, you know, we will catch up soon.
Respect
friend of the show.
Work, mate.
Respect the word, not your opinions.
All right. Might be Blink 182. Can't confirm, can't deny. Are you ready to hear the sound?
Look, you know it's my favorite time of the week, so just hit me.
Let's
hit me square between the eyes. Okay, now that is the man off The Current Affair that barks like a dog, but he's underwater.
The barking man.
And he's the barking man. And the dogs just came burrowing in and...
Oh my god!
That's it. That's him. And I don't care what you say. That's not a space sound. That is him.
Yeah. It's a barking man. Okay. All right. Look, that's a really good guess, and you really couldn't have been closer to the truth. Well, you could have been. It wasn't quite the barking man. It was an actual dog. Now you're looking at me. You're like, why would you do this to me? How does this have to do with space at all?
What's this got to do with Poochie?
Yeah. So why is there a dog in space? Okay. So there's not an actual dog in space, but what we do have in outer space and really, really far away, not even in our solar system anymore. In the 70s, we launched these incredible explorers of space called Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. Now, these two spacecraft, they contained records on them, basically time capsules. And that record was called the Golden... Sorry, had a burp.
That's okay. I'm used to burping in the studio, Carly.
I was smashing Red Bull before you got here.
Yeah, I bet you were. That's all good. Anyway, I can guess what that space sound was. It was Carly's burp going 10,000 light years away.
No!
And the Martians are like, shame. What was that?
Shame. Don't do me like this, Corey. I was trying to let that slip by and just keep going.
That's okay.
Don't do this. So the golden record, it includes lots of different sounds from Earth. This was actually a bit of a surprise for me. I was expecting volcanoes and earthquakes, but we got a dog. That's fine. But it does include lots of different sounds, including little puppies. It also includes two songs from Mill and Gimby, which is, of course, as you know, as I know, in the beautiful Arnhem.
Is it Baker Boy? Is he going in? Oh, no, he wasn't born yet.
he
didn't exist.
Born.
It's okay.
No, it's not Baker.
He did not use a DeLorean to travel back into the future to write his music just to send it into space.
Yeah, look, he's pretty fabulous, but not quite that fabulous. It's actually two songs by senior Aboriginal man Jawa Madpu and Walapuru.
Oh, cool.
Their songs are
familiar
featured.
Names.
So one of the songs is called Morning Star, and this, of course, relates to the many oral traditions around the planet Venus. And it's often called the Morning Star in lots of places, and especially in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures. Now, there's another song called Moiku. I could have the pronunciation of that wrong. Very sorry. Please correct me if you're out there and you know the correct pronunciation. Now, this track talks about spirits that try to trick clan spirits from going to the sky camp. And these spirits try to trick them by keeping them here on, you know, dirty earth or...
So know, really, they're just like people that knock on your door and they just try and keep you to buy all stuff.
Pretty much.
Okay. Keep,
you know,
they're those kind of people.
Keeping
okay.
you where you don't want to be. You've got things to do, but they're like, no, do you have a moment to talk about whatever it is, whatever they're trying to sell? And that's what that song is about, which is really cool. I absolutely love that this has just been, you know, literally yeeted into our solar system. It's past Jupiter, it's past Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and it's now like out of our solar system in the very, very outer regions. You know, this is the furthest humanity has ever reached or touched or had an impact on these really, really distant places. And I think it's just really cool that, you know, the Ulanu people are represented out there as well. So Carl Sagan was a part of the committee who decided, you know, what we sent up there. Lots of different stuff was sent. And I just love that we're represented, I guess.
R.I.P. Carl Sagan, angel of the show.
Leader.
You know, it's so great that our culture is represented in this way. But in my mind, if we were to do this again, we must include the man falling into a time warp meme as he falls into a pool and it's like, that's got to be included in the next CD.
The dog gif. The dog's just dancing over and over again.
Just remind the aliens that we're fun.
We're fun, yeah.
We might nuke each other. We might use biological warfare, but it's fine. We're fun. We like fat guy memes. It's okay.
Maybe they don't even know what memes are. Maybe they need an introduction to memes.
They probably already know we exist. And, I mean, if they don't have memes, they're not living.
Oh, I'm with you on that one. Shout out to memes.
Shout out to memes. Best friends of the show.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.